Well, welcome to the fifth and final week of our series called Out of Darkness. From the very beginning, we've been talking about how the enemy whispers in the dark, trying to convince us that the situation is desperate, it's always going to be this way, you're stuck in the darkness. But as we've been saying, you have the power to call out those lies, the spiritual armor to come out of that darkness. God sees what we can't. He knows that the darkness is only for a season. It's not forever. It's only for a season. It's not forever. And he knows that just on the other side of that delay and disappointment and even death, glory awaits you. And whatever missteps you may have made along the way, that's all in the past, because God can turn even our mistakes into miracles. You were not created to live in the darkness with negative thoughts and behaviors. You were not put here to suppress the light. As much as the enemy would like to convince you otherwise, you were born, you were made to take back the light. Now today, in the final week of this series, I want to talk with you about your story is not over. We all go through times when God feels far away. You're going through a tough situation and wonder why God isn't helping you out. You keep praying, but nothing seems to change. And sometimes you can't even hear his voice or feel his presence anymore. The darkness is so deep. Even great saints like Mother Teresa and Saint John of the Cross felt this at times. It's called the dark night of the soul. It's when God feels so distant, it's almost like he's not there at all. And those feelings are not wrong or bad, they're just human. We wonder why the long delay, why things aren't turning around. Seems like God has given up on our situation and moved on to some other problem. But that's because we can't see what's going on behind the scenes. And yet with faith, we know that the waiting is not forever. It's merely a divine delay. A friend of mine, Father Ray Reyes, a priest right here in San Francisco, went through this recently. In 2019, he was diagnosed with stage 3 chronic kidney disease. And over the years, the condition did not get better, it got worse. He started losing a lot of weight, had to fight off several life-threatening infections. His body, his strength kept fading, and his kidneys kept failing. He went through a grueling regime of dialysis several times a week, week after week after week. It was a long season of painful delay. And Father Ray kept praying for a miracle. But the medical reports weren't improving. In fact, just the opposite. By 2025, he was facing stage 5 kidney failure. His body was giving up. It looked like, after spending so many years serving faithfully as a priest, Father Ray, only 62 years old at the time, would be soon cut down in the prime of his life. But what no one knew, what no one could have guessed, is that his story was far from over. It's easy to get discouraged when the light is gone, the hope is gone, and all that sticks around are fear and darkness. This is how Martha and Mary felt in today's gospel story. Their brother Lazarus got sick, and it wasn't a little head cold or a minor sinus infection. It was serious. But they stayed in hope because they knew Jesus was close by. They knew he was around, and he had already healed so many people, performed so many miracles, worked so many wonders. They believed that he could restore health back to their brother. So they sent word to him, told Jesus that Lazarus was very sick, and asked him to come. Now, they were all friends, so you would think that Jesus would have dropped everything and come right away. But that's not what happened. The passage says Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. So, when he heard that he was ill, he remained where he was for 2 days. The Greek version puts it this way. He loved them, therefore he waited. Therefore he stayed. Therefore he didn't come. That doesn't make sense. and it's shocking. But the gospel writer, John, was making an important point. Sometimes God holds back because an even bigger miracle is coming, something you never expected, something you would never have dreamed of. If Jesus had come right when he heard the news, he could have easily healed Lazarus, brought health back to him, no problem. And that would have been good. But God wanted to show the depths of his love, which is why Jesus said to his disciples, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified in it." May be glorified in it. See, there are times when God allows a situation to get worse before he makes it better, because he's preparing an even greater miracle. Yes, Jesus waited a few days before he came, but he was not late. It was a divine delay so that he could reveal his absolute power over life and death, so that you and I could know that even in the deepest darkness, nothing is impossible for God. In the dark, the enemy speaks death and defeat. Oh, it's all over. Your marriage is too far gone. Your past is too messy. Your career, long dead. All those dreams you had for life, give up on them. They're 6 feet under. That's where Martha and Mary were in the gospel after Jesus did not show up when they expected him to. Now their brother Lazarus was dead and buried. Nothing left to do except mourn. The passage says that many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary and comforted them about their brother. At one point, Mary starts walking to the tomb and everyone's following her, thinking that she's going there to grieve. See, everybody had given up. They knew it was over. The tomb had been sealed. Nothing more than anyone could do. The possible had just become impossible. Some even said, could not Jesus, who opened the eyes of the blind man, have done something that this man would not have died? Even Martha warned Jesus against opening the tomb. She said Lazarus had been dead too long. It wouldn't be pretty. I wonder if there are some parts of your life, I know there are in mine, that are not very pretty, that you wish were long gone, dead and buried. Maybe a child who's so off course you don't think there's any way back. Or the cancer has spread too far, you've given up hope. The relationship is beyond repair. Seems like divorce is the only option. Or the financial problems you've been dealing with, they're past the point of no return. Next stop, bankruptcy court. As day after day passed, the picture for Father Ray looked more and more bleak. His only chance of survival was a new kidney, but the wait list was long. It could take 5, even 10 years. That was time Father Ray didn't have. He was a man of faith, and he believed that Jesus was with him in the darkness, walking alongside him through this valley of the shadow of death, just as he did for Martha and Mary long ago. And when Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus, the scripture says he wept. So touching, isn't it? He wept. He wept because of the pain and suffering his friend had gone through. He wept because of the grief Martha and Mary felt. He wept because of the indignity of death itself and the evil that created it, which was never part of God's plan for humanity. Jesus did not avoid the darkness. He stepped right into it. He didn't stand off at a distance. He stood right in front of that tomb, face to face with the darkness. He wasn't intimidated. He wasn't afraid. He knew that he had the power to change the outcome. He knew that through his divine authority, the story was not over for Lazarus. And all that was needed now was faith. And that was the turning point of the story. When Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. That was Martha's profession of faith. And even Mary, who had sat, she was sitting at home, but when she heard that Jesus had arrived, she ran to greet him. It was a sign of her renewed faith. Both women, both sisters stayed in faith, and that's all Jesus needed. He went right to the tomb, ordered that the stone be removed, and cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet tied with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said, "Untie him and let him go." As Father Ray kept waiting month after month for a new kidney, he also stayed in faith, just like Martha and Mary. Like with Lazarus, he believed that his illness was not to end in death, but in victory through God's love and mercy. Jesus once said to the woman with the issue of blood after she was healed, he once said to the leper after he was cleansed, he once said to blind Bartimaeus after he received his sight, "Your faith has saved you." That's because faith is what opens our hearts to what God is already doing in our lives. Faith is the door to healing and restoration. It's why Jesus said to Mary in the gospel, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Faith changes everything. Without it, it's easy to give up when the darkness takes over. It's easy to forget that God is in control when the enemy whispers in the dark. But I have learned that even when you're at the end of your rope, when you have faith, God's rope begins. And just when it looked darkest for Father Ray, God was moving behind the scenes already, setting things up, getting things ready. Father Ray sent out a message to the whole Catholic community in the Bay Area. We printed it here in our flock note, our email, several weeks in a row. He was asking anyone who would to come forward and give him one of their kidneys. He trusted God so much that he believed someone, somewhere, would do that for him. It was a huge ask. Kidney donors have to go through rigorous medical evaluations. It can take over a month to heal and 2 years of follow-up examination. Sometimes there are serious complications like a permanent loss of total kidney function up to one-third for the donor, or restrictions that will limit the donor's lifestyle forever. To be honest, it's not like asking for a spare part. But just when the enemy thought he had Father Ray cornered, God showed his sovereign authority even over death. Jesus showed up at the tomb, so to speak, and called Father Ray out of it. And they didn't just send an anonymous donor to take away that stone. It was someone God had been preparing, lining up for a long time. Another priest, Father Francis, right here in San Francisco, stepped forward and offered his kidney. Against all odds, they were a perfect match. It was a divine setup that only the creator of the universe could have orchestrated. And when those two priests went into surgery early in 2026, God was showing the world that the darkness cannot stop what he has already ordained. And today, Father Ray is recuperating nicely. Soon he'll be back to pastoring his church, back to full strength. In the meantime, he says, understandably, that Father Francis is his new hero and now his twin brother. What the enemy meant for harm, God used for good. At their lowest point, when they were stuck in a foreign land, when their hopes were buried deep beneath the rubble of their temple destroyed by the Babylonians, the city burned to the ground, their walls fallen down, God also called the Israelite people out of their tombs and gave them hope again. Through Ezekiel in the first reading today, he says, "Oh, my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and lead you back to the land of Israel." This is what God always does in the dark. He calls us back to life. Just like Jesus called Lazarus out of the tomb, just like God called the Israelites to rise out of their graves, just like he called Father Ray to a new life of hope and freedom and healing and health, the darkness does not have the final say. The darkness does not determine the end. Death is not the final chapter. The same Jesus who stood in front of the grave of Lazarus now stands in front of the tombs of our lives, calling us out of that darkness and into his light. Through his grace and his mercy and his power, your story is not over.